Hi, goaltenders. This is Pascal Vallana from Elite Goalies Canada, and I'm here with a phenomenal goaltender up here in the Pacific International Junior Hockey League, goaltender Nick Taylor. I'm just going to ask him a few different questions about his performance in 2011, which has been absolutely stellar. Nick, what's been the difference this year over last year's performance for you?
I feel it's been my emotional control and my consistency. Last year, I felt I had a really strong skill set, but I was so emotionally attached to the game and the goals and just kind of trying to control stuff that I had no control over, and I got too tied up in the game. And this year I've really found I could calm myself down and just really found myself not struggling with the mental side of the game.
So you say you gain more emotional control in your game. What do you do maybe off the ice or when you get to the rink that allows you to gain the type of emotional control? What was that clicking point for you?
For me, I think it was more just having confidence in myself. I found last year I was out of position trying to do too much, where this year I just really try to calm myself down and insert my speed and my quickness only where I really need to. I use it to get into position rather than trying to make a big save or trying to do anything like that. And I find it's just overall I'm a lot smoother, I'm a lot quicker, just throughout the season consistently.
Do you find that working on things like this by yourself is a tough task, or did you actually go out and seek out the assistance of anybody else to help you gain more emotional control?
Yeah. I actually went out and I sat down a couple times with Dr. Saul Miller, started kind of getting into my mindset and seeing what I really think about in between games, during the game, before the game. Started reading a couple books, Hockey Tough, Score for Life, certain things like that, and just really kind of start to understand the mental side of the game.
So you basically found yourself going to school on the sport of mental toughness.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. I guess before when I was younger, it was all about hockey and having fun, but there's really a lot more to it than just having fun.
So Nick, you were talking about a very important detail. You said that you have even more confidence in yourself this year over last year. What was really the key critical point that allowed you to have more confidence this year over last year?
I find the biggest thing is that just I've known I put in the time, I've known I put in the effort, just my season, my off-season training in the gym with Fletcher. I know I can compete, I know I have the skill set, and I know I have the actual athletic abilities to play at this level for a full 60 minutes, and working with Pascal all the time, and it really just helped me out with my physical side of the game, so I know I can compete, I know I can play, that I don't have to worry about the primary shot, as I know now I'm thinking about more of where am I going to put the puck instead of actually worrying on trying to catch it.
So would you say that you spent a lot of time, let's say in your on-ice training, you spent a lot of your time on refining some of the basics of your game?
Yeah, that was the biggest thing with Pascal is we never really kept adding stuff. It really went back to the basics, really fine-tuning things, moving stuff even centimeters to an inch, just glove positioning or certain things like that, marker points on the ice and timing mechanisms. So it was really just kind of taking things out of my game than trying to add more.
That sounds really cool. The main objective too, you know, with your basic skill sets through repetition, did you think that as the higher you were going up, say closer and closer that you're getting to professional hockey, did you think the drills were going to become more and more complicated? Or
yeah, it was kind of growing up, you always think about the goalie coaches or the NHL and all those guys being able to do just phenomenal drills or certain things that you can't even think of doing. But really, when it comes down to it, it's just they're doing the exact same thing you're doing 1,000 times in a row and never singly making a mistake.
Yeah, this just recently you had an opportunity to come down with me, and yet you were a guest of Mike Valley's of the Dallas Stars to watch the Stars practice and to watch Vancouver's practice and then meet with Mike afterwards. What did you notice that Lettinen and Ray Kroft were doing with Mike on the ice that you saw reflecting in your practices and your games?
I think the biggest thing I saw with them is that even when, of course they're going to make a mistake, but I found when they did make a mistake, they really just stopped for a couple seconds, thought about what they did, refocused, put their hand in the right position or lowered their pad to the ice, and then just kind of was out of their mind and they went on like they're going to start all over again. So
Nick, last year you were a top prospects, elite goalies, goaltender or attendee. How did that make an impact in your game this year?
I found the biggest thing was just having the network of so many great coaches, so many great people, is that you got so much knowledge, so much knowledge and so much work, and really just seeing the pro goalies breaking it down to the basics, and that's exactly what we were doing.
Sounds great, Nick. Thanks a lot, and best of luck this year.